Port Adelaide again doing the job and have been able to help us out. And I guess in a weird way, they've sort of, you know, we can hedge our bets because this bloke was a superstar for the Crows, doing some great work at Port Adelaide. Couldn't quite get the job done. I think he might be off for some Mother's Day gear as well. Scotty Thompson joins us from Port Adelaide. Morning, Tomo.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Look, we're okay, mate. How's the wash-up post that loss? Because she was a tough old affair, wasn't it? A little bit ugly at times.
Yeah, look, it was always going to be a slog given the way the conditions were leading into the game. I think the ground, just walking around pre-game, was actually slipperier than it actually looked. So there were really tough conditions for the players, and that's the way it unfolded, especially in large chunks of the game. The ball spent a lot of time on the ground, and I think looking back on the game now, that's certainly an advantage where the Crows got on top of an area the Crows got on top of us was the ground ball.
And they were probably, at times, cleaner. And that's the
absolutely.
That was the thing I think Robbie Gray is probably one of the most cleanest players I've seen play in wet conditions as well. And obviously he's not playing. And those sort of players make a massive difference, don't they, Tomo? Just to be able to take that one grab give or one grab kick. And I thought the Crows did that better than Port.
Yeah, you're spot on, Tim. And, it's really important to be clean in those conditions because when it's a game played like that, you need to make the most of your opportunities. And we certainly gave ourselves many opportunities with the number of time we sent the ball inside forward 50 that just weren't good enough on the night to capitalise on those opportunities. And the Crows, when they were clean with the ball and they were able to take it cleanly with one touch, it impacted on the scoreboard a couple of times. You know, there's that one Tom Lynch's snap springs to mind where he takes a clean ball and snaps it. Yeah, you could argue a little bit lucky with the snap, or great skill execution, but the fact that he was clean gave him that opportunity.
I thought we were watching the Premier League early, Tomo. Nil all at the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, well, the heat was on and showdowns always throw up those type of games. It's always no matter form leading into the games or how teams are actually tracking along, they always create that finals type atmosphere. And yeah, it was hot early. As much as there wasn't a whole lot of scoring, it would have been a good game to watch.
Tom, I would imagine in the coach's box, all phones go away, which, you don't want to be looking at phones during a game. But I didn't have to call for 5AA last night, so I was fluttering around and, sharing my PR skills all around the ground. And I was getting texts left, right and centre. And a guy that I used to play with, got a good footy brain. He said to me at half time, "How about moving Dougal Howard forward?" And that was interesting for me because you end up doing it in the last quarter. Was there any talk of it at half time?
We're always looking to do different things if need be. And, you know, the fact that we weren't able to get a score on the board and we needed to be quite flexible with what we did, especially losing Burton early in the first quarter. We had to shuffle things around. And, you know, we saw Westhoff spend a bit of time down back. Motlop played more of a defensive role last night. Dougal went forward, and he's got all the attributes that a good forward has. You know,
that's where he started,
And he took a few good clunks, and he moves well. He's agile. He's speed, so he can get separation on the defender. And he had a couple of really good looks at it last night and actually looked really dangerous at times for us. So, it was a good move in the end because he did have some impact up forward, but as a team, still that little bit of disappointment in the belly where you just don't crawl over the line.
And I think in the next few weeks, while players are still out, there's going to be a little bit of that reshuffling, probably having to go on to create those moments. Down back, Jared Lena, I know he hurt himself in the pre-season and that gave him a bit of a slow start, but geez, I've got a lot of time for him. The work he does, and I thought at times he was a shining light when it comes to being clean.
Yeah, no, he played really well last night, as did a number of the guys in our defensive half. We've got a group there, and I mean, Luno, as far as games played, is quite inexperienced, but he's a mature age. He's a mature age body, so he's actually played a fair bit of, you know, standful footy and now a handful of games of AFL footy. So he's really sound down there, and, you know, some of the guys that have been in the system for a long time now down in the back half have played a lot of footy together. So we've got a good mix, and the fact that, you know, we've got some injuries to key players, and, you know, one being Jonas, it gives blokes like Lena the opportunity, and he comes in and performs. So whenever it is that Jonas is fit and ready to play again, it makes it harder to select that back half structure and how we go about it with blokes that come in and play their role and perform.
Scott Thompson, our guest, Port Adelaide assistant coach, went down to the Crows last night, showdown at Adelaide Oval. Hey, Tom, how do you bottle your 5 goals in 16 minutes? What do you address during the week to get that right throughout the game? Because you sort of, I mean, you started slowly, and had you had that earlier, it would have been game on.
Yeah, that's right. And it looked quite exciting at times in that last quarter, but if we had that crystal ball as to why we couldn't get it like that on, you know, any time in the first half, would we go in with 2 goals at half time, I think it was? Maybe 3 goals, two or 3 goals.
Yeah, that was 2-8.
And then to come out, and kick 6 in the last quarter and play some pretty exciting footy. But yeah, it'd be nice to be able to play like that all the time and impact and hit the scoreboard the way we did in the last quarter, more than in just one quarter of footy. But the state of the game, you know, the boys had to play a little bit more, probably balls out, than what we did at other times during the game, and we were lucky enough in that last quarter to go forward and hit the scoreboard.
And Matty Broadbent making his comeback after 647 days or something ridiculous like that. I actually thought he's probably the games he played in the Sanfors, it's sort of given him the conditioning that he needed, and I thought he slotted in okay, and again, a guy that just experience, doesn't waste it. I thought, unfortunately, we turned the ball over way too much last night. He wasn't one of them.
No, and that's the beauty with Brogsy. He's been rock solid SANFL footy throughout the first part of this season, and it's fantastic to see him get his opportunity last night. He's one of the favourites amongst all the boys, and, you know, we saw during the week how excited everyone was the fact that he was going to be running around with the Power Guernsey on last night. And you mentioned Queen with the ball, and he's tough, and so those conditions really suited the way he plays last night, with the ball spending large amount of times on the ground. You know, if Brogsy's the one in line to put his nose over it and be clean, he'll do that every single time. And when he's got the ball in hand, he's very smart with his ball use. So again, a bloke that comes in, plays his role and performs, makes it interesting as to what we do going forward.
You got belief in the group? You got the depth that can cover that mounting injury toll?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we certainly, I touched on at the start of this conversation, we had our opportunities last night. For whatever reason, we weren't good enough to get that onto the scoreboard, whether it be by our execution or cleanliness with the ball, where the Crows were certainly, I felt, cleaner at ground level and beat us in that area at ground level across the night. But, we've thrown blokes in now that have come in and played. We saw last night, they may not have had the actual impact that they would have liked in Farrell and Johnston, but the fact that they get more AFL exposure against a quality side like the Crows in what's, as we've already touched on, a finals-like atmosphere in those showdown games. So, you know, we'll slowly start to get guys back. Jonas, who knows when he'll be fit. Wines, we're expecting, you know, anywhere between 6 weeks, I suppose. Ebert may be ready to go next week. So, and there's other guys performing well in the SANFL with Sam Mays, Joe Attlee and Jack Tringo. So there's plenty more that can come in, and it's, you know, next man in. If we lose one, it's next man in mentality and come and play your role.
Tomo, will you catch up with Mum today?
I will, and that's why you fellas have rudely interrupted my morning. I'm with my mother right now.
Oh, beautiful. Now, you grew up a Magpies boy, played at North Haven. What is the family sort of lean towards? I mean, a magnificent career at Adelaide? Where is it?
Yeah.
What sort of beanies does your mum wear?
Yeah, well, it's a funny one. I've just thrown them around a bit because growing up as a kid, I was a Port supporter, went through the Maggies junior grades, and not mum so much, didn't really have any real team she followed, but dad was a Port supporter. Obviously went to the D's for a handful of years and they became Melbourne supporters, as you do when your son's in the AFL system. Came back to the Crows, which was a team that early days in the family wasn't really well liked by anyone, but then became strong Crow supporters given the fact that many years were spent there. And now it's sort of just no real alignment anywhere. I suppose they just follow where I'm working now. So
you have confused them rotten, haven't you?
I've really thrown a spanner in the works and just made a chop and change over the years.
What about the fans? What about the fans, Scott? Eddie Betts is universally loved by Carlton and Crows fans alike. Are the Crows fans still warm to you, or did you cop a bit last night?
Well, I get a few mixed comments. Some saying the Port gear looks no good on you. Some saying welcome home, even though it was many years ago that I was a Maggie boy. Others say you should be back at the Crows. So I'll get a mixed bag of comments that I may receive, given the colours I'm wearing now.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, sorry to interrupt Mum's Day. Appreciate your time.
Thanks,
bad luck yesterday on the result. Good luck against the Gold Coast. You're going for 10 in a row at the Adelaide Oval against the Gold Coast. So I'm sure that they'll be a bit filthy after their loss yesterday. So
It should be a good game. I didn't see the last couple of minutes, but I reckon I'll have a look at it today because it came down to about 2 seconds to go.
McDonald hit the post with about a second to go. So
you make Mum a cup of tea first before you do that.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I will, mate. And happy Mother's Day to all the other lovely mums out there.
Well done.
See you, Scotty.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, gentlemen. Cheers.
Scotty Thompson, superstar at the Adelaide Crows, and of course now a great assistant coach at Port Adelaide as well, just sort of paving his way through the coaching structure as well, and he'd be great for Port Adelaide, wouldn't he?
Oh, what a player. What a midfield player.
Showdown medalist.
Showdown medalist, tough and hard, but very good skills and just didn't waste the ball. Talking about clean players, he was one of those. And yeah, I loved watching Scotty play. I sort of was very disappointed when he was up for grabs post his Melbourne career. I was very disappointed that we didn't get him at Alberton. And he proved that with his magnificent career at the Crows.
We'd love to hear from Crows and Port fans this morning. 8223-0000. Crows fans, you can gloat. That's what showdowns are all about. Port
That's
Adelaide
what the
fans.
Sunday morning afterwards.
Let's
is all
hear
about.
From you as well. What didn't happen? What didn't quite go to plan? You sort of mentioned that too. And I mean, both teams had injury lists, but it's that cream, isn't it? When you lose a couple, the next lot come in. And if they're not quite as clean as those players, that's where you can loosen in slippery conditions. What we saw yesterday.
I thought Crows played the conditions far better, and there were some highlights up there behind you when Tomo was on of the game and the amount of times Port Adelaide kicked it to the opposition and the way Adelaide set up behind the ball I thought was very good.
So go to it. We'd love to hear your calls on the Sunday roast. We're here till 12:30. Timmy's tweet of the week coming up, and we'll talk a bit more about Mother's Day as well. So go to it. 8223-0000. Send us a text.